I'm going with Roman Reigns. I'm a Roman Reigns guy. Cody, I understand it. But like I said before, at this point, if you don't have Cody win, the crowd may riot. That's the issue they got. Top of the top, episode 244, Stash House Podcast. Your boy Tyler checking in. First time listeners, thank y'all for tuning in. If you tune in weekly, salute. And it's just an episode, so some topics you may want to hear about. Thank you as well. Podcasts available on all podcast streaming platforms: Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, YouTube. Subscribe to the YouTube page. Like this video on YouTube. Tell a friend to tell a friend to check out this podcast and everything y'all do to help support this podcast. Thank you once again. Hope everyone had a safe week, safe weekend. Do the same this upcoming week. This week episode, we're taking a detour. We're jumping back into the wrestling world. Full episode about WrestleMania 40, storylines and predictions. WrestleMania going down this weekend, two-night event, Saturday and Sunday. Taking place in Philadelphia this year. I'm looking forward to it. And I think I'm going to check out the NXT event as well. I think it's Stand and Deliver. I believe that's Saturday at noon, if I'm not mistaken. So I'm going to check that out as well. So this weekend for me, looking like I'm just chilling, enjoying some good old wrestling. The Showcase of the Immortals, as they like to call WrestleMania. Looking forward to it. A lot of stuff to talk about, though. A lot of storylines. And, of course, I got to make my predictions. So let's start with the storylines. First off, the company in general. The company in general for WrestleMania, seeds were planted at Royal Rumble. And even in some cases, we've seen this building for maybe a year or so, certain storylines and matches, some longer than that. You know, we got family members facing each other. So it's going to be very, very intriguing WrestleMania. But like I said, seeds were planted at Royal Rumble, but also changes had to be made. What I mean by that, first off, the injury to CM Punk. Many, including myself, thought CM Punk was going to end up making his WrestleMania run, even though he lost the Royal Rumble. We say, okay, like I said before, when he first came back, him and Seth Rollins, you got it. There's nothing else you need to do. But unfortunately, CM Punk suffered an injury at the Royal Rumble, and it wasn't an injury to where he may can rehab and recover in time for WrestleMania. It was like a foregone conclusion, though. He's going to be out for a while. Maybe he comes back around SummerSlam, hopefully. But we knew CM Punk was going to be out, so changes had to be made for the Seth Rollins title. But the biggest change, obviously, the return of The Rock. It was a situation where people were saying, yo, The Rock came back, and you got people who like probably fell out with wrestling or what, saying, damn, The Rock's still wrestling? It's like, no, he just showed back up. Granted, I was also on the boat of saying, yo, I wanted The Rock Roman last year. If we could have got it last year, I would have been cool. If we would have got it this year, I would have been cool. But Cody Rhodes run the Royal Rumble 2 years in a row. The Rock made his shocking return. And for what we thought, Cody just passed along the main event of WrestleMania to The Rock. Who knew if it was going to be for the belt or not? Who knows? But it was like it looked as if Cody Rhodes shook The Rock's hand and said, okay, I understand. The Rock is a member of the TKO board, which I do put a lot of stock in. I think we got to remember, The Rock, Triple H, came up Attitude Era, came up together in the business. We heard stories in the past. We remember when The Rock came back years ago with CM Punk, mentioned this past week on Raw, last week. We've known The Rock to just come back and force himself into the main event slot for more than one WrestleMania, when him and John Cena had their whole ordeal. So it was looking as if The Rock came in, forced his way into the main event, to face his cousin Roman Reigns, which I said last year was on the book, but The Rock didn't want to do it. So I wasn't upset, but I did hate the way they did it. It's like, if you're going to do this, that's why I think changes had to be made. I don't think they knew The Rock was coming. When Cody Rhodes won the Royal Rumble, I highly doubt they knew The Rock was coming in. Who knows? But I'm like, well, if Cody won the Royal Rumble, he obviously going to face Roman Reigns in a rematch from last year. It's just the way they did it, and they had to make changes. they made so many changes, I think, to where now it's looking more as if you would think Cody Rhodes and The Rock was facing each other at WrestleMania. That's the issue with the main event scene, in my opinion. That's why it's really unpredictable. But after this past week on Raw, when The Rock just beat up Cody Rhodes, it was like, okay, I doubt a swerve come. But I'm sure some drama is going to happen. I'm going to talk about that later when I talk about my predictions. But in terms of The Rock returning, I'm positive changes had to be made. I'm positive that was not, at least a week before the Royal Rumble, I'm positive this was not in the plans with everything going on. Like I said, CM Punk returning, Cody Rhodes winning back-to-back, the whole thing with redacted name, they're not saying VM name no more, and Brock Lesnar. A lot of things had to change up before and after Royal Rumble. And now we made it to WrestleMania. And kudos to the whole company, because that's a real tough stretch. You got the Royal Rumble, you got WrestleMania. They had the Elimination Chamber event, but pretty much the results going into it and everything was like, okay, we know this person may win, this person may win. And now, because obviously I haven't seen too much stuff on the timeline in terms of backstage, what's the stories, what's the fuse they're trying to get going. So everything to me, I've just been watching. It's kind of been like kind of predictable. That's what I'm hoping for this year WrestleMania. My main hopes for this year WrestleMania is this several moments where I'm like, whoa, I didn't expect that result. You know what I'm saying? I'm sure the match is going to be great, but in terms of the result, I want to be kind of shocked, because a lot of things have been very predictable within the past few months leading up to WrestleMania. But they did a great job. It's a situation where, yeah, I put in the address on my GPS. I know I'm going to get there, but how, which direction you're going to take me to get there? So they did a great job of, even though the end feud, the end match may be, okay, we know it's going to be Gunther and Sammy, at least give me hopes that Chad Gable will beat Sammy. You know what I'm saying? So it's been things going on. I haven't been tuned in each week leading up to WrestleMania. Like I said, social media, I keep up what I need to keep up with. Overall, we'll see how it play out. I hope results may differ. In terms of when we have our watch party, I hope someone says, I think this person going to win. Another person say this person going to win. It could go either way this year, in my opinion. A lot of these matches, I don't think, it may be one or two matches I think may be like, okay, I can see this happening. But overall, I want to be shocked. That's my main thing with this year WrestleMania. I want to be shocked. So let's get right on into it. First off, y'all know my biggest thing with this year WrestleMania, coming off of last year, I was saying I don't want it to be a situation where we just have a match where obviously we got to put everybody on the card. And leading up to it, before this past SmackDown, leading up to it, I think they did a great job of, at least if it wasn't a feud, it was a title match. Even though you got the six-pack title match, it's a ladder match. So they added sparks to where it needed sparks to be. But this past SmackDown, they added two matches to the card, which I feel like could have happened Friday on SmackDown, the Friday before WrestleMania, or the Friday after WrestleMania, SmackDown after WrestleMania. And those two matches, first off, Bianca Belair, Naomi, and Jade Cargill versus Damage Control, Dakota Kai, Asuka, and Kairi Sane. They added that match at the end of SmackDown this past Friday. And the thing was, it was like, for one, you got Damage Control, Dakota Kai, she's returned from her injury, but you got Asuka and Kairi Sane, who are the women's tag title holders. So I was thinking, okay, you maybe could do Bianca Belair and Naomi against those two for the women tag belts. But you got Jade Cargill, who came over from AEW. We've only seen her in ring at the Royal Rumble. She's been doing backstage stuff, and it seems to be doing like an ambassador type of role too, going to visit different kids and different events for the company. But she made her official debut on SmackDown this past Friday, making a six-woman tag match. But obviously, people are saying, put her in the tag match. She may still be a little bit green in the ring, because that was my main thing with her. She got the body. She got the physique. She got the look to be a superstar. But we all know, if you've seen her in AEW, going in the ring with Bianca Belair, Naomi, Dakota Kai, Asuka, Kairi Sane, Bayley, like these women in the WWE is a little bit different from AEW. All respect to the women at AEW, though. it's a little different playing ground over here. So it will protect her in the cis woman match, but it was just a match I feel like didn't need to be on the WrestleMania card. It's kind of hard to have a WrestleMania without Bianca Belair at this point. So that's why I was saying I'd rather them go with the tag team title match with her and Naomi facing Damage Control. But it is what it is. And I think Bianca, Naomi, and Jade Cargill will get the win in that match. Next match they added last minute, Rey Mysterio and Dragon Lee versus Dominic Mysterio and Escobar. Completely went different than I thought it was. For one, they had Dominic jump on SmackDown, attack Rey to cause him his match with Escobar. That was odd because I was like, okay, they just did Rey and Dominic last year. And when they did it last year, I said, yo, I'm tired of this already, this father-son. It was building for months already. So what people thought was they're going to do last minute Rey versus Dom career versus hair match. And I'll be like, okay, cool. That's a stipulation. Cool, I get it. Rey Mysterio may allow his son to go over to retire him. I wasn't mad at that. And then they had the stare down last Friday, with LWO and Dominic and Escobar crew. So I was like, this would be a dope five. You got the two women, of course. This would be a dope, like, five-on-five tag match at least on SmackDown or the SmackDown after Mania. They didn't do that. They got Dragon Lee involved. He's a new member of LWO. Just another match I feel like could have been on SmackDown. I didn't need these two matches, these six-woman tag match, and now this tag team match with LWO and Dom and Escobar. I didn't need it on a WrestleMania card. So that kind of threw me for a loop. But if I had to make a guess, I'm going to go with Escobar and Dom to win that match. Now, the official WrestleMania card, in my opinion, at the time I record, I don't think nothing else is going to be added the week of WrestleMania. I hope not, but the official card now. First off, we got LA Knight. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. This is definitely a feud match, been building since the Royal Rumble. AJ Styles feel like LA Knight cost him a shot at the Roman Reigns title, the Undisputed Belt. So it's been building for months and months. They did the good old LA Knight visit AJ Styles' home. They did that whole package. The police got involved to bring some realism into the feud. I enjoy it. Anytime AJ Styles is on the WrestleMania card, I just jump for joy. I've been following AJ Styles since 2004 in TNA, and just to see his journey from then, even before then, honestly, but when I got hooked on him in 2004 until now, in 2024, 20 years later, it's been dope to see. It's been very dope to see, so I'm glad to see AJ Styles on the WrestleMania stage. LA Knight, a guy I came on here when I visited WrestleMania last year in LA, I said on the podcast, I said, y'all was very surprised at WrestleMania Night 2 and the Raw after WrestleMania, all the yell chants that was going on, because he just kind of turned to LA Knight then, because he had this whole Match Dupree persona. The whole thing with VM went down, so then Triple H came in, turned to LA Knight. So it was dope. It's dope to see his growth too within the past year, because it was obviously like the fans were getting behind him, and the fans were getting kind of upset that he was on the losing end of title matches. But they did a great way of building him without the belt. That's very important to build superstars. You got the crowd interaction, your merchandise selling, but you don't got a belt. And for them to keep his momentum going without a belt, it's been dope to see. Like I said, they did a great job building this feud storyline, making it make sense to be on the WrestleMania card. It may open up night one. I'm not sure. I haven't seen a full list of night one and night two outside of the main event, of course. But this should be a great opening match, I feel like. LA Knight, AJ Styles. I don't know if it's no DQ or not, but we'll see. I would like to see AJ Styles get a WrestleMania victory, honestly. So I'm going to go with AJ Styles. I would like to see, this just off of pure fandom, I would like to see AJ Styles get that victory over LA Knight. It also would be dope to see LA Knight get that moment, that WrestleMania moment as well, but I'm going to go with AJ Styles. I got to ride with home team on that one. Next up, six-pack challenge for the tag team titles with ladders. Ladder match, six-pack, six tag teams. Ladder match, WrestleMania. Thank you. That's all I got to say for that. Thank you. A regular tag team match for the belts, unless it was like a huge feud, like last year we had the Usos versus Sami Zayn and Kevin Owens. But I like this twist. Add ladders to the match. I like this. We got Judgment Day, who are the champions, DIY, New Day, Awesome Truth, Theory and Waller, and we got Pete Dunne and Tyler Bates. I'm looking forward to it. I do think the Judgment Day storyline, they had the whole thing with R-Truth, which was kind of comical. I get it. But I'm waiting to see what happens with Judgment Day after WrestleMania. You know what I'm saying? We got Damian Priest. I think he's going to play a role more than just this match in WrestleMania. We got to see what they do because the tag, once again, I do wish the tag team titles were split up. I wish you had Raw Tag Team Champs and SmackDown Tag Team Champs. I do hope they do that eventually. Maybe after Mania. But if I had to make a prediction, just because it's been interaction, I wouldn't be mad at Awesome Truth, The Miz and R-Truth winning. DIY, I can see them getting the bill. And, of course, Triple H love those guys. But I think Judgment Day retains. I think Judgment Day retains. If you want to really boost up Judgment Day stock after doing this whole thing with R-Truth that made them kind of look kind of quirky, in my opinion, let them keep the belt. Let Damian Priest make another appearance at WrestleMania outside of this match with the Money in the Bank briefcase. I think Judgment Day retains. I think it's going to be a very exciting match. The ladders definitely add that extra boost that it needs for this match. So I'm looking forward to it. Next up, brother versus brother. We got Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. Like I said, it's been some storylines been building for a year. Some storylines just been building from the start. Jimmy and Jey, I believe they say every 15 years or something like that, a brother versus brother match happened. We had Owen Hart versus Bret Hart. We had Matt Hardy versus Jeff Hardy. Now we got Jimmy Uso and Jey Uso. Of course, they split them up after long years of being the tag team. They brought Jey over to Raw by the helping hand of Cody Rhodes. Obviously, I think Jey has definitely been getting the bigger push as a singles act over Jimmy. I mean, he's a face. He got the yeet movement going on. He got the fans interaction. His entrance is going to be great at WrestleMania. Jey Uso with the fans, hands going up and down. That's going to be a dope visual to see. And I got Jey Uso winning that match. I'm looking forward to seeing Solo's. I'm looking forward to see Solo's entire WrestleMania weekend. I think Solo Sikoa may be like a low-key MVP of the weekend. He's going to be very busy. He got this match with his brothers going on. I'm sure he's going to make some appearance in that match. You got the tag match. I'm sure he's going to have some involvement in. And depending on the result of that match, I'm positive he's going to make another appearance in the Roman Reigns-Cody Rhodes match. Solo Sikoa, as a man who doesn't even have a match booked at WrestleMania, I think he's going to get his work done during WrestleMania weekend. He could really just not go to the event, be at the hotel. Shit, he could be in the crowd and just watch WrestleMania. But Solo is going to be involved numerous times WrestleMania weekend, and he doesn't even have a match. So shout out to Solo Sikoa. Looking forward to it. Like I said, Jimmy Uso, Jey Uso. Brother versus brother, the story is right there. Looking forward to it. And maybe their dad make an appearance. Maybe their dad Rikishi make an appearance. I'd love to see that as well. So we'll see how it play out. I think that'll definitely be one of the best matches of the weekend, just with the story that's there already. My only hope for the Jimmy and Jey Uso match, and I know in today's wrestling world, it's a wild request, but I don't want to see 1,000 super kicks. I do not want to see 1,000 super kicks, man. Y'all know exactly what I'm talking about if you're a wrestling fan. So that's my only thing with that match. I do not want to see 1,000 super kicks. But I got Jey Uso winning. Next match, U.S. title match. We got Logan Paul, the champion, facing Randy Orton and Kevin Owens in a triple threat match. I did think they were going with the route of Logan Paul versus just Randy Orton. They added Kevin Owens to the mix. Who knows? Maybe Randy Orton's still feeling some effects of his injury, so that can protect him. I'm positive we're going to get a great RKO spot with Logan Paul. I'm positive of that. Really, this match may be the one that kind of goes out of hand. You know, they may go into the crowd. You may have a wild table spot, announcer table spot. This one may be the one that goes kind of crazy. Who knows? They may utilize the stage. Who knows? This one can go many different ways. I would like to see Randy Orton get that victory. I think Logan Paul has done a great job as the U.S. champ, and I think there's still some things they could do with Logan Paul with the SmackDown roster. But I think we're going to get that Logan Paul RKO spot. Randy Orton returns U.S. title. I'm going to go with Randy Orton for that match. Next match, Intercontinental title. We got Gunther versus Sami Zayn. I'm going with Gunther. I'm definitely on the side of, damn, I get it with Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn because, like I said, last year at WrestleMania, they had that moment with the tag titles. And then after that, like I said before, anytime I bring up Kevin Owens or Sami Zayn, anytime I just think about that tag title victory from last year at WrestleMania, I would have never thought this past year would play out like that. That title run should have been a little bit more magical, in my opinion. So maybe this day way of like repaying them, because of course injuries played a role in everything. But I was definitely on the side of Chad Gable winning that to face Gunther at WrestleMania. The story is already there. I think he beat Gunther, but I think by count out, if I'm not mistaken, they had like I want to say three matches. So that would have been a great story, like a good callback to that time period when they was going at each other, Gunther and Chad Gable. So Sami Zayn, I get it. You know, his spark definitely isn't there like it was last year. But I got Gunther winning, man. Gunther is a little bit too strong for y'all to convince me that Sami Zayn, I don't see it. Especially just a straight one-on-one match. I got Gunther winning that. Y'all know, I want Gunther to have two belts at once. I want him to have the world title or the undisputed title with the Intercontinental belt. I want to see Gunther walking out with two different belts. He's a fighting champion, and he's one hell of a wrestler. But I think at the end of the day, he's going to put a lethal combo on Sami Zayn. A clothesline, probably 2-3 power bombs. I got Gunther winning that match. Next up, SmackDown Women's title, Io Sky versus Bayley. From the damage control fallout, we saw that coming. The seeds were being planted. We saw that coming a mile away. They did do the evolution callback, like I said, when Batista won the Royal Rumble. Triple H trying to make him go against JBL, make it seem like JBL tried to run him over. And Batista heard Triple H and Ric Flair talking in the locker room. They did the same spot with Bayley and damage control. Once again, the storyline is there. We've seen Bayley, you know, put into work since she returned a couple years ago with damage control and everything. Io Sky has held the belt for a while. A solid first title reign, in my opinion. Of course, you wish you could do more, but a lot of things happen now on the road, these house shows. So I'm sure she's been putting in work with the house shows. I think Bayley's going to get it, though. I think Bayley's going to have a great WrestleMania moment. Being Io Sky, her former partner, should be a great view, a great scene to see at WrestleMania. Next up, Raw Women's title, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. The build for this could have been better just because Rhea been dominant. And if Rhea wins, there'll be a one-year reign for Rhea. She beat Charlotte Flair at last year WrestleMania, had the belt since then. But the build could have been better. They're still going with the whole Becky Lynch, Nia Jax storyline. Like, we get it. We understand how important those two are to each other's career. We understand that, but the champion is Rhea Ripley. I would wanted to see more Rhea Ripley and Becky Lynch leading up to this match. But I think Rhea Ripley's going to retain. They haven't shown me anything leading up to WrestleMania that Becky may upset her. I think Rhea is going to continue her dominance. Once again, with WrestleMania coming, and after WrestleMania, who knows, they may shake the rosters up. But from what it looks like now, Rhea is still clearly the top woman at Raw. So we'll see how it goes. But I do got Rhea Ripley beating Becky Lynch. Next match, the World Heavyweight title, the Raw belt, Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre. Like I said before CM Punk got injured, a lot of people thought this would be CM Punk versus Seth Rollins. CM Punk would finally have that WrestleMania moment in terms of main eventing. But he got hurt, Drew McIntyre. I would like to see Drew McIntyre get that moment. Y'all know I was supposed to go to WrestleMania in 2020 in Tampa. The world shut down. Drew beat Brock Lesnar, if I'm not mistaken. But they was in the little performance center, I forgot what they called it. I'm going to call it performance center. But basically, it was no fans there. You know what I'm saying? But I think it'll be a great callback to have him have a moment, whether he's a face or a heel, just to have that WrestleMania moment. Win the belt in front of a crowd. But like I said before, Damian Priest with the Money in the Bank. Now, what are my predictions for this? I did have Judgment Day retaining that ladder match. I think Damian Priest will try to cash in but will fail. I think he would try to cash in but fail. But at the same time, CM Punk. I'm not sure it's made official, but they were teasing at the fact that CM Punk may be special referee. So, no, you know what? I take that back. So, if CM Punk is the special referee, I'm not sure if it's made official yet or if it will be. But if CM Punk is somehow involved in this match, Drew McIntyre may win against Seth Rollins, but I think CM Punk will cost him because Damian Priest cash in. I think CM Punk will cost Drew McIntyre the belt if Damian Priest cash in. If Damian Priest cash in and win, that means he's lost the tag titles. I don't see them. That's a hell of a, like I said, with Gunther, it made perfect sense. I'm kind of comparing the two, Gunther and Damian Priest. Gunther, I can definitely see him having a world heavyweight title and an intercontinental title. Damian Priest with the world title and the tag title, you putting all your chips in the Judgment Day at this point. Judgment Day, it was going to be damn near probably Finn Balor versus Damian Priest at next year WrestleMania if you do that. You putting all your chips in on Judgment Day if you got Damian Priest with the tag title and the world heavyweight title. But if that's a big if. Just strictly Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre, I think Drew McIntyre got that. I think Drew McIntyre has that. Now, the main event for both nights. We got some guys doing double duty. First off, the tag match. The tag match that will determine the stipulations for the main event of night two. So night one main event, we got Seth Rollins and Cody Rhodes facing Roman Reigns and The Rock, the Tribal Chief and the Final Boss. Like I said to start this episode, if I was a novice at wrestling and I just watched the past couple weeks, I might think that it's Cody Rhodes versus The Rock rather than Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. After that beatdown The Rock did on Cody Rhodes, I just feel like eventually we're going to have a Cody Rhodes versus The Rock match. I mean, you don't just do nothing like that and, oh, we never going to face each other outside of a tag match. I don't see that happening. We're going to get Cody Rhodes versus The Rock eventually. So that happened. Seth Rollins is involved. The whole press conference they had that time a couple months ago or whatever, it was just odd to see Seth Rollins on stage. Like I said, changes had to be made. CM Punk got hurt. The Rock came back. I get it. But then when you added Seth Rollins to this story, you got Drew McIntyre on the side like, no, bro, I'm your opponent. You're supposed to be focused on me with your belt. You and Cody Rhodes in the bloodline business. So they got a way to put all that story together. The Drew McIntyre Seth, the Seth Roman, the Seth CM Punk, Cody Rhodes, Roman, The Rock. They made it all come together to the point where I just don't want the tag match and the Cody Rhodes Roman Reigns match to just be a clusterfuck. I don't want too many people involved. When The Rock was beating up Cody Rhodes, they had a shot of the wrestling truck with John Cena and Stone Cold. People saying, what if Stone Cold show up? What if John Cena show up? I don't want too many cooks in the kitchen for this main event scenario. It's already too many, in my opinion. Honestly, it's already too many. If you wanted Cody Rhodes and the Roman Reigns part two in Philadelphia with the Rocky Balboa, that whole ordeal going on, I get it. But damn. And y'all know, I'm still on the side. I just don't see it in Cody. Can he win? Yeah, he can win. But after that, what? My thing for Cody Rhodes, honestly, if he does win the belt, I would love to see him go heel. All the clips I've seen of him when he's a heel with the suit on, and it makes more sense to me of him being the heel. I would love to see that. But this influx of just people the crowd loves, that's one of my knocks with Triple H. I understand you got the Yeet movement going on. You got Seth Rollins. You got Cody Rhodes. You got Chad Gable. You got a lot of faces going on, man. But when you got a guy like Gunther, you got a guy like Roman Reigns, it's just different. The aura is just different. So back to this tag match. If Roman Reigns and The Rock win, the singles match night two would be Bloodline Rules. If Cody Rhodes, Seth Rollins win, it's supposed to be a clean match, no outside interference from the Bloodline. A lot of things can happen. This, the tag match and the Roman Reigns Cody Rhodes match should not be stale, should not have a flat finish. This is what WrestleMania this year is built around, these two matches. This is what WrestleMania is built around. So I'm guessing, like I said, Solo Sikoa is going to make an appearance. Jimmy Uso make an appearance. Jey Uso. I just think a lot of people are going to get involved with this tag match. That's just my – I don't want to see it, but I think that's what they aiming for. So I'm really looking forward to see how this tag match play out. No matter what, in terms of Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns for the Undisputed belt, well, for the tag match, damn, bro, I really don't. You got to make me – I don't see The Rock turning on Roman Reigns after that beatdown of Cody Rhodes. It got to be something. Somebody they argue over who take the last pin, something. So I got Cody – I got Roman Reigns and The Rock winning the tag match. But I think it's going to be some type of back and forth in terms of who's going to get the pin count. That's what I think going to determine if The Rock turns on Roman or not the next night. How that pinfall for the tag match end up. Now, going into Cody Rhodes-Roman Reigns match, I'm going with Roman Reigns. I'm a Roman Reigns guy. Cody, I understand it. But like I said before, at this point, if you don't have Cody win, the crowd may riot. That's the issue they got. Because last year at WrestleMania when I went, I told y'all, when Cody Rhodes lost, the entire SoFi Stadium went silent. So this year, Cody Rhodes lose. It got to be, okay, we're doing this. We got a Netflix deal coming. We got to get people involved. We need people invested, not just for WrestleMania, but for SummerSlam, Survivor Series. They thinking about that. Like I said, you got to have Cody versus The Rock eventually. You got The Rock at the time being, you got The Rock. You got to do Rock versus Roman eventually. So a lot of people's future and a lot of plans in the near future are riding on these two main event matches. CM Punk returning eventually at SummerSlam. Maybe he go against Drew. Maybe Seth take a break. Seth come back. By the time Survivor Series, a lot of things are on the table with these two main event matches. And I don't think this is the time to close the book on these guys right now in terms of their interaction together. But for me, the biggest thing is, do you have Cody lose two WrestleManias in a row? Like I said before, y'all, we grew up on Triple H and The Rock. Y'all can't convince me that Triple H has forgot about Cody Rhodes smashing that throne at the first Double or Nothing event in 2019 with AEW. I see people online, oh, Cole, he ain't thinking about that. Cody Rhodes, the guy, the kids loving the merchandise. This Triple H, y'all. Everybody saw that Cody Rhodes smashed that throne that was obviously meant to be a throne made for Triple H, a replica throne, if you want to say. But do you have Cody Rhodes lose two WrestleManias in a row against Roman Reigns, who's had the belt since 2020? I'm looking forward to it. I'm looking forward to this. Like I said, this is like, if anything is not predictable, I'll say it's the tag match and the Roman Reigns Cody Rhodes match. Because I don't think it's a situation where, the tag match end like this, that means this is going to happen the next night. Because that's what I thought last year. This is exactly what I thought last year. I said, well, if Kevin Owens and Sami Zayn beat the Usos, that means Cody Rhodes is going to beat Roman Reigns, and we're going to see the fall of the Bloodline. Boy, was I wrong. Shit, I was there, and I was shocked to see Roman Reigns get the three count. Now, when Solo Sikoa came back out, I said, no, somebody's going to come in. They're going to restart the match, and I was like, oh, Roman Reigns run. Oh, bet. We're throwing up the ones. This year, I don't know. I think, if anything, it's going to give me an indication of how Roman Reigns, Cody Rhodes play out, how that pinfall go for the tag match. So, like I said, for the tag match, I got Roman Reigns and The Rock winning. Shit, main event, I'm going with Roman Reigns, Tribal Chief, Big Dog. So, to wrap up this episode, giving y'all my predictions for WrestleMania 40 this weekend. First off, Bianca Belair, Jade Cargill, Naomi versus Damage Control. I'm going with Team Bianca Belair. Rey Mysterio, Dragon Lee versus Dominic Mysterio and Escobar. I'm going with Dom and Escobar. LA Knight versus AJ Styles. I'm going with AJ Styles. Six-pack challenge for the tag titles. Ladder match. I'm going with Judgment Day. Brother versus brother. Jey Uso versus Jimmy Uso. I'm going with Jey. U.S. title match. Logan Paul, Randy Orton, and Kevin Owens. I'm going with Randy Orton. Gunther versus Sami Zayn for the Intercontinental belt. I'm going with Gunther. Io Sky versus Bayley for the SmackDown women's title. I'm going with Bayley. Raw women's title, Rhea Ripley versus Becky Lynch. I got Rhea Ripley. Seth Rollins versus Drew McIntyre, world heavyweight title match. I got Drew McIntyre. Tag match. We got Seth Rollins, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns and The Rock. I'm going with Roman Reigns and The Rock. And of course, the main event of the weekend, Cody Rhodes versus Roman Reigns. I'm going with the Tribal Chief, Roman Reigns, to retain. So this has been episode 244, Stash House Podcast. Make sure you guys go out. Have a great work week, great school week. Stay safe, be mindful. Parents with the kids on spring break, y'all be safe. Like I said before, be aware of your surroundings. All in all, keep me in your prayers. I do the same for y'all. Salute.